Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now once again tuned into Are You, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from Hopper Woods, Michigan, 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I am so excited to announce to you, my worldwide listeners, that faithfully tuned in, and those of you that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, my special guest on tonight is none other than Dr. Minister, let me get this right here, because I'm looking at, I got so much stuff on my paper here, Dr. Chanel Sermon, from South Carolina. She will be delivering God's word on tonight. This woman of God is an awesome woman of God. She's a young woman of God that I had the privilege of meeting last month when I went down to Atlanta, Georgia for the Hearst International event, and she won 4 different awards. This is a busy woman of God, young woman of God for the kingdom of God that's giving God glory, honor, and praise with her life. And that's what we all should be striving to do, to be fulfilling our God purpose in the earth that gives God glory. So, again, we have Dr. Chanel Sermon is my special guest on tonight from South Carolina. She will be sharing God's word on tonight. So you need your Bibles, your pens, and your paper, so that you can follow along with this awesome young woman of God and see get ready to deliver God's word on tonight. Before she do that, we always open up with prayer. I'm going to have her share a testimony. As you all know, I always ask my first-time guest to share a testimony. So as she's prepared to share her testimony with me and you, the listeners, on tonight, we're going to open up with prayer as we always do, because we serve a God that he's in every place at all times, so we don't have to send him anywhere. He's already there. what I'm going to ask you all to do, but touch and agree with me in prayer for the families of Eleanor James. She's a choir member of the St. James Baptist Church. They had her homegoing service on yesterday at the historic St. James Baptist Church on Evergreen. We also want to pray for the family of Minister Sharon Rambis. One of his family members passed away also. So we want to keep those families in prayer. And not only those families, but all those that have lost loved ones. We want to continue to lift up the family members that are losing loved ones over in Ukraine because of that unprovoked war by President Putin. Many people are losing their lives. Even some of the Russian soldiers are losing their lives because of this unprovoked war. So we want to keep those families lifted up in prayer as well, not only for those that have lost loved ones, but for those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, whether we know them or not. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer because, as I said, we thank God we don't have to send him anywhere. He's there. He's already there. He knows every situation. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come as your children once again, touching and agreeing that you are God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth. It's in your hands. For this we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to be your children, those of us that have accepted your Son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Lord and Savior. Thank you in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Dr. Chanel Sermon and her family, and all those that are faithful doers of your word that are saved in Jesus' name. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions on tonight in the name of Jesus, because your word lets us know that although we may be saved in Jesus' name, we do sin and we come short of your glory. So we thank you that we can come through Jesus Christ and be forgiven of our sins and transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all those, again, that have lost loved ones all over the land. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even during the hour of bereavement. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continue to let them know that they can still look unto the hills from which cometh their help, for all of their help comes from you. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in each one of us, that you get the glory. Because we know that it's not about us. It's all about you. It's about your Son, Jesus Christ, about your word going forth, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that those that are in the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word is our prayer in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we pray that should there be any listener on tonight that's not saved in Jesus' name is our prayer, hope, and desire, that something will be said through your woman of God on tonight, through your word, through her testimony, that will be a blessing to them, that they will open their mouth. And that's what must they do to be saved in Jesus' name on tonight, that you will get the glory. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we have another scripture food for thought, as we always do. And it comes to us saying on tonight, no matter your position in the body of Christ, be an asset, not a liability. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, and this applies to all of us, including me. It don't matter what your position in Christ or the kingdom is, no matter your position in the body of Christ, be an asset, not a liability. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyright to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. That being said, I am so excited once again to have my special guest on tonight, a young woman of God, Dr. Chanel Sermon from South Carolina. I am going to ask her, if she don't mind, would she please share with me, the host, and as well as you, the listeners, would you please share? First of all, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight, Dr. Sermon. And if you don't mind, would you please share with me and the worldwide listeners a testimony, please?
Yes, sir. I want you all to know that my ministries, and it's probably no surprise to some of you all, that ministries are often birthed out of pain, and it makes sense because when we need people in front of us, we need people with experience that can empathize with what we're going through. And particularly with my history, I grew up dealing with a lot of stuff that wasn't my fault. I grew up in a toxic family. My parents were always at odds, and God was not on the throne of their life. Yes, they introduced us to God, but they did not live that lifestyle. And because of that, when a person does not live that lifestyle, it can have consequences for those that are coming after them. So it was a lot of turmoil in our family, a lot of disrespect. And I know with me, I was put down a lot because of my weight. I had a lot of blows taken to my mental health, people saying things to put me down all the time. And so by the time I got to college, my self-esteem was pretty much shot. It was gone. It was low. And I only had like a strand of dignity left. And after getting disappointed, let down so many times, you know, let down by my family, let down by people that I was dating, I came to a point where I started to follow God. And I've been in Christ since 2009, and I grew up with the ways of the world embedded in my mind based on the things they told me about myself. I was told that I wasn't enough in so many different horrible ways. I was told that I wasn't pretty enough. I was told that I wasn't smart enough in different ways, and it got to the point where I started to settle in my life, and then I started to get into relationships that further was trying to destroy me. God, that I've been able to turn my life around and to look in his word and start building myself up based on what his word says about me. And over time, I've learned to build and center my ministries on helping people based on what their word says about us. See, when people come to us and they say things to us that's not in God's word, that is not what God wants us to say, and then we start believing them, then we're not living up to our best potential because we're worried about what other people say. They say we can't do it. They say we're not good enough. We're too this. We're too that. But once I started getting on God's word, getting his word in my life, pushing past anybody that was pulling me out of my purpose, then I started seeing myself take off in my ministry. Then I started entering different dimensions of my life that I never thought that I would enter. So God, he has sustained me. And even though I went through some things that I wish God would have spared me from, I'm glad that I'm out of it and those things are behind me.
Wow. Look at God. You know, that's one of those but God situations when you can just look back over your life and say, but God, had it not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? What a powerful testimony you just shared with me and the listeners. By just listening to what you just said, we know that it had to be God, and it's God that's still working on your life, orchestrating your life, and you are following the word of God. Thank God that you had enough in you, enough background in you as a child growing up from your parents, what they did in you to instill enough of God in you through taking you to church or wherever, and you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and now you're fulfilling your own God purpose. So thank God for what he have done in your life, because we all have been through something. And so that's why I always ask my first-time guests to share a testimony, because every testimony may be different, but they're very powerful, and it can be very helpful. So that's why I ask all my first-time guests to share their personal testimony. Because just like what you've been through, I'm sure someone else may be listening on tonight, either have gone through the same thing or may know someone that's going through the same thing. But they need to know that just like God delivered you and brought you out, he's the same God. He can do the same thing for them, because guess what? He have no respect of persons. So thank you for that powerful testimony on tonight. you have so many different credentials behind your name. You are an educator. You are a minister, a life coach, speaker. You have so many different titles behind your name. But God is, no matter what the people said about you, it's all about what God says about you. So I thank God that he's using you for the upbuilding of his kingdom, that you can be a blessing to the body of Christ. And through your ministry, you've been able to spread the news of Jesus Christ, and people are being saved and blessed and helped and encouraged through you as you fulfill your God purpose. So thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight. We're getting ready to go to our music break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Dr. Minister Charnel Sermon, and she's going to share with us a word from the Lord. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready. And following her message, as I always do, I'm going to open up the phone lines for anyone that has dialed in. I see we have a lot of people that have dialed in. If you have a question for her pertaining to tonight's message or her testimony, or if you just want to give her words of encouragement, you can do that after she has delivered God's word on tonight. So that being said, we're going to go to our, and because of what she just said, I am going to go to this song. I love this song. Total praise. No matter what we're going through in life, whatever our situation, we still need to give God total praise. Why? Because he's worthy of our praise. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord on tonight. Once again, you are tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio. So I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we have standing by none other than my special guest on tonight from South Carolina, Dr. Minister Charnel Sermon. She's getting ready to deliver God's word. But listen, I need you all to write this down before she comes forth with the word, and I pray that you have the Bibles and pens ready. But I am so excited. June 1st can't get here fast enough for me. Listen, this also, another woman of God, this apostle, I can't really pronounce her name, so I'm going to spell it. You all need to look her up. She's over this worldwide ministry called Hers International. I met her at the award ceremony last month down in Atlanta, Georgia. She's over this worldwide ministry for women, females. It's called Hers International. Her name is spelled, her last name is spelled D-E-R-A-S-H-A-Y. I think it's Dara Shea. I think that's how you pronounce it, but I'm not sure. But anyway, Dara Shea, D-E-R-A-S-H-A. Or you can go up under Dara Shea, or you can go up under Kingdom Strategist, kingdomstrategist.com, kingdomstrategist.com. Look that up. Listen, this awesome woman of God, she is over this worldwide ministry for females called Hers International, and they are responsible. They are in 180, I think it's 182 countries, not cities, not states, countries. They are doing an awesome work for the kingdom of God and all around the world. So this awesome apostle will be my special guest on June 1st. This is another powerful woman of God that I had a chance to meet when I met also my guest on tonight when she won those four awards down in Atlanta, Georgia last month. So mark your calendars and spread the word that this awesome woman of God is going to be on my special guest on June the 1st of this year. So right now, we are ready to receive my special guest on tonight. And again, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along. Minister Dr. Sherman, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise God. Thank you for having me on your show. It is an honor to be invited to something where we get to talk more about God, learn more about God, and grow from this experience all together. So tonight's message, because my ministries are built on royalty, and if you are a part of God's fold, the fold of Christ, and you read 1 Peter 2:9, one of the words that you cannot miss in that verse is royalty, okay? He says that we are a royal, okay? Royal is the word used in the King James Version. So I say this because when I deal with God's people, I deal with them in the light of royalty. And the way that God has us to walk worthy according to the calling is if in ways that will cause us to be royal, that will cause us to stand out from the ways of this world. So tonight's message, true kings and queens in Christ must do this. And the reference scripture for this message tonight is from Luke 13:5. Again, kings and queens in Christ must do this one thing. And again, for this message tonight comes from Luke 13:5. This is so important to talk about tonight because a lot of people go around saying they know God, but their lifestyle does not fit it. And then when you say something like this, there are tons of people that might even judge me or judge any of y'all that come at them with the truth and the spirit of love, letting them know that it's not enough for you to know God's name. You got to get to know God, and you got to start from some place. So all queens must be able to repent. There are tons of people getting baptized, and then you wonder why after you see some people get baptized, they walk away doing the same stuff they did before they got into the water. And that's because some people think baptism alone is just for them to not do nothing else, and they don't understand that it's more to just getting baptized and going back to life. You have to repent, and not only repent and turn, okay? So, 10:5 says, I tell you, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. What is Jesus saying in this verse? Because Jesus is speaking these very words. I'm even looking at the Bible app right now where the words are written in red. Jesus spoke these words. He says, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. So he's saying, unless you repent, you will die. Now, I come to let y'all know so that y'all can have life. And look, Jesus saying that we might have life more abundantly. But I want to give y'all this word so that we can remember that we have to not just say I'm sorry, because some people will repent and just say, well, I'm sorry, and go back to practicing the same ways. Repent deals with turning. This is something that I've been preaching about and speaking on really earlier this week. I've been doing this on Instagram because people still need to hear the message of repentance. We're talking about all sorts of stuff nowadays, and some things people have gotten away from the word of God because they're trying to be entertainers. And I know we want to keep everybody interested. We want to keep everybody focused on our show, but we also have an obligation to give you what you need as ministers,
right,
preachers, teachers, as ours. So I want to be able to entertain, but not in the light that will cause me to be a liability for the kingdom of God. That's what I love about the title of this show altogether. Are you a liability or are you an asset? And so I want to make sure that I'm not a liability, and I want to make sure that you all know, every listener, I don't care where you are listening to this message, to really get to know God, to really get far with God, you have to be able to repent. You have to be able to say, I'm sorry for everything that I've done. I'm sorry for the pain that I caused. And you cannot just say that without turning. All right? You must turn from your sins, okay? Because anybody can say I'm sorry. Anybody can do it so passively. All right, and with that being said, when you repent, it's going to show in your life. When you truly repent, it's going to show in how you talk to people. And if you come across somebody and say, oh, I love God, and you hear them do that for years, and they still cussing, where is the repentance in their life? Now, don't get me wrong. People who've been cussing for a long time, yes, that's going to take time, can be done. Sometimes people pick and choose what they'll do, but don't you be one of them. All right? Now, the reason why repentance is so important in this hour is because, for one, when I decided that I was going to turn my life around, I decided I wasn't going to do certain things no more. I decided that I need to do my life this way. Instead of expecting love from certain people and entertaining people that is not going to help me, that's going to probably walk out on me or whatever like that, I had to learn how to do this thing God's way. Will you struggle at times? Of course. Because when you lived in sin for so long, when you live doing the same things for so long, it becomes a habit. And then you got to learn now how to break that habit. Like, for instance, lying. Okay? And I think most, if not all, people probably done told a lie, except for Jesus, okay? Now, with lying, if a person has habitually told lies and they're trying to beat that, it could be that they need deliverance from that. They need somebody to pray over them with it, help them get some deliverance through the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. It could be that this is something that they still have to work on. The reason why I say this, because I remember not long after I repented and I gave my life to Christ, I told a lie so quick and I felt guilty about it. And then I had to think about what I'd done, and I started thinking, well, why did I lie in the first place? Why did I do it? Oh, because I was afraid in that moment. I was trying to hide something. And so when it's a sin like that, or a sin of any kind that you struggle with, you need to look at, why do you do what what you do. Why are you stuck in that warp if it's something that you struggle with? Okay? You want to practice doing the opposite of what is sin in your life. Okay? And that's the best way I could tell you to start with trying to get rid of yourself of sin from you. One of the mistakes I've made, too, in my walk is thinking that I was so saved that I couldn't trip and fall in some areas. And the way I came about that mistake, because I was in a toxic relationship with someone that was around me day and night. And that person was sent from the devil. That person was on assignment for Satan, and I didn't understand that because some people, they didn't repent. That person ain't lived the life of repentance, so they come and they present themselves as if they're from God, and then they start wreaking havoc in your life, and that's what happened to me. And this person got worse and worser. And so I say this because even after you repent and you realize that there are certain things that may happen at times. You might slip up and do or say some things that you wasn't expecting to do. Somebody might provoke you to anger a certain way. And then the thing is, here's the thing too. You can be angry, but we know they're not. However, when you hook yourself up with people, they're not living a life that's producing fruit unto Christ. You will need to separate from them because you're not going to be able to bear the fruit you need to bear hanging on to someone that's pulling you out of your purpose, okay? Because they're going to also cause you to slip up when they're not trying to walk in accordance with God. You know why? Because in God's word, Paul says in Corinthians that bad, evil communication corrupt good manners. So you can be a sanctified person. Yes, you can be a sanctified person all you want. But if you get around a fool, somebody who won't accept God, they keep playing like they know God. They want this pseudo relationship with God. Yeah, I know who God is. God woke me up. But that's all you hear from them. They cuss. They do evil things to people. And you hook yourself up with that. They're going to cause you to fall. So as royal people of God, living lives of repentance, turn away from the foolish things, the childish things, because Paul also said that when he was a child, he acted like a child and he thought like a child, but he became a man and he put away childish things. And that's what we got to do as people of God. Now is the time to repent. Oh, well, I'll wait till tomorrow. No, don't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised to you, okay? Now is the time, and it's nothing but a simple is saying that I'm sorry for all of my sins, and I receive Jesus Christ into my life. Now, once we get past the repentance part, the messages that I give in my ministry, you will be able to receive them better because these messages that I give about empowerment and God dealing with your enemies, and all this other stuff, this is for those that have the life of repentance. It's things that are due to you as God's child that nobody else can get. Nobody else can get access to certain things because you're God's child. So those of y'all that are Christians that have repented and turned from your ways, I want y'all to be encouraged on this message as well. This is not – repentance is for everybody. All right?
That's right.
And I want to – get into this real quick, okay? Because a lot of times when we think of repentance, we're thinking of it just to those that are trying to convert to Christ and receive salvation. Repentance is for everybody. When you look at Job, Job repented, and God considered Job perfect, okay? Job repented, all right? Jesus, when he was addressing the churches in Revelation, Pergamos and Ephesus, particularly directly, he was calling for people to repent, but he also told them directly about repenting for their sins, and these are churches that he was telling to repent. So and when you tell a church to repent, that means you, this church, they know something about Christ. And for God to have candlesticks for them, that means they have some type of relationship with God. And for him to look at them and tell them to repent of the things that you've entertained. So sometimes as Christians, we got to go back and repent of things that we entertain. Because sometimes we feel like compromising. Sometimes we may have compromised and don't even know it. But that's why all, because to repentance, not that any would perish, okay? So even though we turn our lives over to Christ, we repent and turn, we still got to walk this thing out. We still got to walk in repentance. We got to still walk. Remember, anybody can slip and fall. We got to treat others the way that we want to be treated if we slip and fail, okay? So with repentance, we want to just understand that that is the main aspect of you accessing the kingdom of God when you walk in true repentance, turning from the ways of the world. And see, here's the thing, too. When you are walking in alignment with God, you're going to learn things about him that the world can't see. You're going to have an advantage, and hopefully to those that are willing to receive a prophetic advantage, being able to discern was somebody trying to trick you, was somebody trying to play you. Sometimes God will direct you somewhere, and you might take an extra moment to do something, because if you did it too soon, you would have been in trouble.
Lord
Jesus.
These
are things that the average person will not figure out because they want to have a casual relationship with God. Oh, good morning, God, but they don't say their grace. I know that sounds so simple. Good morning, God, but they don't pray. Good morning, they don't, or every 2 weeks, good morning, God, thank you. You don't say thank you every day. Things like that. God don't want that type of relationship. And we talk about repentance because, too, the people that live a life of true repentance, those are the people that God wants in his kingdom. And there are going to be many in that day, according to Matthew 7. To Matthew 7, and you go around the 20th to 22nd verse, and you read that area, it's going to talk about, Jesus is going to talk about how many are going to say to him in that day, Lord, Lord, haven't we prophesied in your name? Haven't we cast out demons in your name? Now, for somebody to get to that point with Jesus, they started out with repentance, but they entertained iniquity in their life, and they must have stopped repenting. They must have stopped turning, because Jesus tells them in that day to depart from me. I never knew you. So when your life goes to a point where people cannot see Jesus in you, then Jesus don't know you. Because that ain't how Jesus raised us. That ain't how Jesus taught us that we as people are mindful to repent. Because the things God has for us as royal people, they are for us that repent and turn. And then there are some that have repented. They opened up gifts from God, but then they went back wayward. And then they become a liability to the kingdom. Then they're drawing people away from God because they started entertaining things of the world. Okay? So you want to make sure you do the best you can to stay grounded in God. And it gets challenging. And I know with me, the devil come at me hard mentally. And I don't think I'm better than anybody in this manner. I can only talk from my experience. But I know for me, the devil will come at me to make it like he wants to drive me out of my mind and have me try to do crazy stuff. And then I have to fight with that. And that's something that I deal with on my journey, even now. But because I know who God is, I talk to him. And I talk to him so much that it's just natural. It's hard for me to say, okay, well, I'm a stop praying. It's hard for me to say that because I'm so used to talking to God. When you truly do repent and you turn from your ways, God needs to be your first point of reference. And then whoever God puts in your life to help you, to uphold you, then then you can also talk to a Christian friend, brother, sister, prophet, pastor, whoever it is that you're connected to confirm the things that God has been dealing with you about. So I want to encourage everybody on that, because giving you a feel-good word and you on your way to hell, that's not good. And I hope, hopefully no one on this call or no one leaves this call on their way to hell. So I want everybody to be blessed of this message. Thank you so much, Brother Brown, for inviting me on your show. In conclusion, again, the one thing that true kings and queens must be able to do is repent. And not only repent, repent and turn. I'm going to say this real quick in alignment with this. When I say repent and turn, this scripture, you also see in the Old Testament in Ezekiel, I believe it's in 33, so I apologize for not having that one readily available. But repent and turn, you will find that at different points in Ezekiel, okay? It was one time in one of those verses, turn is mentioned three times when God is saying that he's not desiring the wicked to die, but to turn from their ways, their wicked ways. So again, keep in mind, everybody, sure, you repent. Sometimes we do things that we don't even know that we've done. And then with repentance, that'll open up doors for you to experience what God has for you, because now you're walking in his domain. Now you see that he got other people that's willing to listen to you, other people willing to support you in ways you never thought that you imagined, other domains for you to enter that you never thought you would imagine. But not repenting will only pull you further from God, and it leads to death. But Jesus came so that we would have life and that we would have more abundantly. So let's start with true repentance.
Wow, what a powerful word on tonight from, oh my God, from Minister Dr. Chanel Sermon of South Carolina. Thank you for that word. And I like how you were so transparent with the word, how you opened that door that we can kind of see, even though a lot of people I've met you personally, but the listeners have never met you and never seen you personally, but how you opened that door according to God's word, and you was transparent. Well, you was opening up yourself to the listeners on tonight. Those of us that just heard this word, none of us, after hearing this word on tonight, have any excuse that we don't know what and how we should repent, that we that God will receive our repentance, and that we can be put back on the right path that God has planned for our lives even before the foundation of the world, so that in the body of Christ, we will always be an asset to the kingdom of God and never be a stumbling block, never be a liability to call someone to never accept Jesus Christ, or a newborn saint of God that's new in the body of Christ. They may look at you or me, and they don't know enough of God's word, and they see our errors and how we may have some things of the world that we're living in, and that will cause them to walk away from God. So that will cause us to be a liability. We don't want that. So we thank God for this message on tonight from this wonderful woman of God, young woman of God, I must add. She's a young woman of God, one young woman of faith and of power. As you all heard in her testimony and through the word, this is a powerful woman of God that he's using to be a blessing to the body of Christ. I love this message title. True kings and queens in Christ must do this. And again, that word, repent and then turn. So thank you so much, Minister Dr. Chanel Sermon. Thank you for this powerful testimony of tonight and this powerful word, a much-needed word for such a time that we're living in. So what I'm going to do right now, before I open up the phone line, I would like for you to share with the listeners, just in case if someone may want to get in contact with you, someone may want you to come to their church and minister to them, how would anyone get in contact with you?
I can be reached at iampprettydoc.com, or you can find me on Facebook under Dr. Chanel Sermon. And so, or Instagram, I am Pretty Doc on Instagram. And I'm just going to spell out I am Pretty Doc so you all will know. And that's both for my website and my Instagram. IAMPRETTYDOC.com. And it's those same letters for Instagram.
Could you give that again? One more, spell it out one more time just to make sure everyone got that. Could you spell it out again?
All right. So I am Pretty Doc, PRETTYDOC.com. That's my main website. And again, it's also the same for Instagram, except without the .com. IAMPRETTYDOC.
Amen. Thank you so much. Listen, before I open up the phone lines, I know I was there. I was a witness when you won those different four awards. Could you remind the listeners, let them know, what was those four different awards that you won for down when we were down in Atlanta, Georgia?
All right. So two of the awards that I received were for my work in education. I am the I Am Her International Teacher of the Year, as well as the I Am Her Theme Award recipient for this year. And I'm also the Nonprofit of the Year, and that's for my sorority ministry, which is to empower women to walk in their royalty while serving in their communities at the same time. And the name of that ministry is Kappa Epsilon Lambda Royal Christian Sorority Incorporated. And so we got Nonprofit of the Year. And also for Ministry Trailblazer of the Year, because I have different ministries that I work with under Pretty Doc Ministries. And right now it's somewhat of a one-woman show, except for with my Christian sorority, because I have my Christian sorority that I have founded. I also have leaders in that organization that help me with that. I Am Pretty Doc Ministries, it embodies my TV show, Royal Empowerment, on Saturdays on the Kingdom Broadcast Network, and it comes on Saturdays at 1:30. However, I also have a social media ministry where those same broadcasts go to Kingdom Purpose TV Network. So if a person is on Facebook and they want to hear more from me, they can just go to my Facebook page and see the videos and the content that I put out, whether it be in reels or videos straight up on my page. So because of more people taking an interest in my ministries, that is the reason why I am the I Am Her Ministry Trailblazer of the Year.
Amen. I do listen to your. I go to Facebook and I do see some of your messages on Facebook. So yeah, they are very powerful, and I recommend the listeners to go to your Facebook page as well and be blessed by the different messages that God has placed on your heart to share with the listeners on Facebook as well. So right now, I'm opening up the phone lines right now as we speak. For all of you that have dialed in on tonight, as we know that we have a lot of people that do dial in and they don't make any comments, but we thank God for each one of you. We don't take you lightly that you call in. We thank you for taking the time out of your schedule as well to be blessed by whoever is delivering God's word and sharing testimonies on this worldwide platform. So that being said, the phone lines are open right now for anyone that have dialed in. If you have a question for her, my guest on tonight, or if you just want to give her words of encouragement, the phone lines are open. Anyone.
Hello. Greetings. Grace and peace unto you on tonight. This is Evangelist Charlene, a major calling in from Columbia, South Carolina. I just want to say, well done, woman of God. It is definitely very empowering to just actually come in, come on. I was actually invited in by my big sister. To chime in just this evening, but very powerful word. I love the the theme of the video, of the radio station, Am I a Liability or Asset? And that's just something that I definitely live by on a daily basis. But if nobody else took that, I mean, I think you did a phenomenal job. Very profound.
Someone in the background, if you're not speaking on the air, could you please mute your phones? Because I'm hearing some static in the background. If you're not speaking on the air, could you please mute your phones if you're not going to say anything on the line? Thank you. Okay, you can go ahead, young lady. I'm from South Carolina. I wasn't trying to interrupt you.
Oh, no, you said, that's okay. Very profound. Very profound
okay,
word, woman of God. I'm excited about the journey that God has you on and the journey that is yet to come and many more connections that is coming your way. So continue to do what thus said the Lord. And I'm all for it. I got the popcorn. I'm in the front row. I'm here to cheer you on along the way. I love you. And continue to do thus said the Lord. I decree.
I love you, life, Evangelist, so much.
Thank you for those comments. Thank you so much. Well, I know she appreciated it, and I do too. Thank you so much. You continue to be blessed of the Lord as well. Again, the phone lines are still open. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Praise the Lord.
Good evening, Doc. Good evening, Brother Brown. How you doing today?
All right, Sister Gwen.
Well,
how are you?
Yes, doing wonderful. Thank you. Dr. Chanel, that was a wonderful message. Thank you so much, and God bless you. There's one statement that you made that should touch everybody. You made this profound statement. You said, can we see Jesus in you? And we want to live a life. We want to live our lives so that others, our family and friends, can see the Jesus in us, so that they can see the light of Jesus in us. And I thank you for that word. That was just wonderful. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
Thank you so much, Sister Grant. Always encouraging one of our sisters and brothers in Christ. Anyone else?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. The line goes, yes.
Yes, that was a wonderful word. Keep up the good work, baby.
Thank you.
That's my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. That's Sister Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. Thank you, Sister Mary Ann. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Anyone else? We should have enough time. Praise the Lord. Well, I just wanted to try to give everybody that's on the line a chance to say something to my guest on tonight. What I'm going to do is, since no one else is going to say anything, I'm going to give you all one more chance. Anyone else that was blessed by this word on tonight or her testimony, you have an opportunity to say something to my guest on tonight. The phone lines are still open.
Yes, also, James. Tell her we want her to come back.
All right. I'm going to definitely have her come back on. I'm definitely going to set that up with her.
Okay.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Minister Sermon?
Yes, sir.
You know what? She may end up being one of our regulars on the. But I would definitely call her back if we were to set up another date for her to come back on. Thank you, Sister Mary Ann King. Thank you. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Well, praise the Lord on tonight. Well, once again, Minister Dr. Chanel Sermon, thank you for that power. Ooh, that was a powerful testimony that you shared with the listeners on tonight as well as myself. Not only that testimony, but the word of God on tonight. you continue to be the young woman of God that he had called and ordained and appointed and anointed for you to be for such a time as this, because your labor is not in vain. And I just thank God for how he's using you and how he's using your life to be a blessing to the body of Christ, where you are truly are being an asset to the kingdom of God. So we thank God for what he's doing in your life, and you continue to let the Lord lead and guide you as to where he wants you to be, because guess what? Even though you have won no different awards and you was crowned with that big old crown that I saw that they put on your head at the ceremony in Atlanta, you haven't seen nothing yet. The best is still yet for you to come. So I just thank God for your life and what he's doing. I thank God for the opportunity to have met you face to face when I was down in Atlanta. And I thank God for all the different people that I met when you won all those different awards. And a lot of those people that I met are now scheduled to be guests on this Worldwide Ministry platform. So I thank God for opening that door for me to be able to come down and meet you. So you continue to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, because, again, your labor is not in vain. Do you have any final words before we close out for the night?
You know what, Brother Brown, thank you so much. I had wanted to touch on something when I was listening to one of your listeners. She helped me to remember something that I was going to go into real quick when I was talking about the kingdom of heaven. And I want everybody to look at how God views us or views people concerning coming into his home. Just like we wouldn't let anybody that we don't know into our home, God is not trying to let somebody that he knows lie, steal, and do all sorts of dirty things, because in reality, we're not going to knowingly let people like that into our home. And so that's how we got to think about our behavior and our actions concerning wanting to get into God's home. So I want everybody to be encouraged with that. And again, I am grateful, Brother Brown, for you allowing me to get on your show. I'm grateful for your listeners. All of you have been encouraging. I love y'all to life.
Amen. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And I will be talking to you later on. I will give you another call back so we can reschedule you again to come back on, because you are truly a blessing to this worldwide platform. And I would most definitely love to have you back on again to deliver another word from the Lord. I'll be speaking to you. I'll be giving you a call very soon so we can set that up. We're going to close out in prayer. As I always say, encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And when we encourage one another with God's word, then we know that we can't go wrong, and we know that God is going to get the glory when we encourage one another in God's word. So right now, we're getting ready to close out in prayer on tonight. We want to continue to pray for our pastors that God has anointed and appointed for such a time as this, who are truly standing on God's word. They're teaching and preaching God's word. We know it's not easy for a man or a woman of God to stand behind the sacred desk to teach and preach God's word, especially for such a time as this, hard to hear the people that don't want to hear God's word. So we want to continue to encourage them and continue to pray for them and lift them up in prayer, that they won't be get so downtrodden to the point that they want to give up on God and stop teaching and preaching God's word. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again thanking you for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy of our praise. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it feels like, we thank you that your word lets us know that we can cast all of our cares upon you, because you truly cares for us, and you are a faithful promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your faithful doers of your word, and not those that are just hearers only. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blood of Jesus that still works, and it will never lose its power. Thank you for the promise that lets us know that once we're in your hands, nothing and no one can pluck us out. So thank you, Father, Father, sisters and brothers in Christ, Jesus Christ, all over the land. We continue to lift up our pastors that you have appointed to preach and teach your word. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen them, continue to encourage them in your word, that they would not want to throw in the towel and give up on you, that they will continue to be what all that you have anointed and appointed for them to be, wherever they may be all over the land. You know who they are. You know where they are. So continue to bless them. Continue to encourage their hearts. They will continue to stand on your word and teach and preach your word so they will continue to be an asset to the kingdom of Jesus Christ and to the body of Christ. That you get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, remember, as I always say, I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.